From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama comments on the election. President Obama spoke just a little while ago regarding the victory last night of billionaire Donald Trump, against whom he had spent so much time over the last few months campaigning. And he also spoke about the woman he did support.
I could not be prouder of her. She has lived an extraordinary life of public service. She was a great first lady. She was an outstanding senator for the state of New York. And she could not have been a better Secretary of State.
He said, at the end of the day, this is about so much more than an election.
Now, everybody is sad when their side loses an election. But the day after, we have to remember that we're actually all on one team. This is an intramural scrimmage. We're not Democrats first. We're not Republicans first. We are Americans first. We're patriots first.
President-elect Donald Trump vowed on Wednesday to never forget the working-class Americans who launched him to the biggest upset win in American political history. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway analyzed the victory for reporters.
This is a very small, very gritty, very focused, determined staff, very loyal to each other and exceptionally loyal to him. We were never going to have the money that Team Clinton had. We were never going to have the personnel she had. But we had a great deal of grit and moxie and focus.
Hillary Clinton conceded the race this morning in New York.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
This is VOA News. When he takes office as president, Donald Trump will work shoulder to shoulder with leaders of NATO's top member states who happen to be women. During the campaign, Trump was accused of having a disrespectful attitude to women. The concern adds to questions of whether he will sustain the U.S. commitment to defend members of the world's most powerful alliance. Mr. Trump stunned the alliance and defense analysts when he told the New York Times the U.S. would defend NATO members against Russian aggression only if they paid their fair share in contributions to the alliance. Now, this is analyst Christine Chang from King's College in London.
Donald Trump and what he represents with respect to NATO in particular is dangerous. He is going straight at the heart of the alliance, and even the idea of calling that into dispute, I think, terrifies a lot of particularly the Eastern European countries.
But analysts like Chang said it's not only his stance on NATO that gets the president-elect off to a shaky start with alliance members. His disrespectful remarks about women during the campaign could make for some awkward encounters with NATO's heavy hitters, including Britain's Theresa May and Germany's Angela Merkel. But there's a general agreement that Trump, May, and Merkel have one thing in common. They're all business when it matters. This is Mary Evans from the London School of Economics.
I think Mrs. Merkel, who in some ways I think is much more of a European than Theresa May is, I think she's going to regard Donald Trump as a kind of United States phenomenon in a way which just says this country, this extraordinarily rich and vital country, produces all kinds of ideas and people who are extraordinary in European terms.
Turkey has cautiously welcomed Donald Trump's presidential victory. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan declared at a meeting of businessmen in Istanbul that the election marks the beginning of a new era in the United States. He said he wished to consider this decision by the American people a positive sign and wish them a successful future. The warm words are in stark contrast to Erdogan describing Trump as an Islamophobe in response to Trump's call to ban Muslims visiting or emigrating to the United States. The Observatory for Human Rights said Wednesday that a U.S. led coalition of airstrikes killed 20 civilians overnight in a village near Raqqa. The coalition confirmed that it had carried out strikes in the area, but said it was investigating whether they had killed civilians. About 100 Kenyan soldiers who were serving in South Sudan returned home Wednesday as Kenya began to withdraw forces from the UN peacekeeping mission. The Kenyan government said it would withdraw its 1,000 troops from South Sudan in response to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's firing of the Kenyan commander of the mission. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.